This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A United Airlines plane flying from Denver to Nashville collided with a de-icing truck at Denver International Airport amid heavy snow this morning. One employee with the de-icing company was transported to the hospital. The extent of their injuries is unknown. No other injuries were reported among the 122 passengers and six crew members on board. Nearly 500 flights leaving DIA today have been delayed. More than 50 educators gathered at the state capitol yesterday, urging lawmakers to support legislation to ask voters to sidestep Tabor rules. The measure would raise Colorado's revenue cap so more of the money the state already collects can go to public schools without raising taxes. State Representative and Assistant Majority Leader Jennifer Bacon was among those who spoke at the gathering.
The doctor who might save my life might be in one of those classrooms. They might be in second grade right now, and I might need that child. Which means I need science, technology, and equipment that maybe didn't exist in 1992.
Colorado's Taxpayer Bill of Rights was enacted in 1992. Lawmakers like Bacon say it's outdated and doesn't reflect the needs of today's classrooms, as the state ranks among the lowest in the country for K-12 funding. Denver's iconic hotel, the Brown Palace, is up for sale. Crescent Real Estate, a company out of Newark, bought the hotel and spa and adjacent Holiday Inn Express for $125 million. It confirmed the listing to Denverite. The Brown Palace opened in 1892. This is CPR News and KRCC.